Hello, and welcome to Mind Your Mentality, where your minds matter. I'm Dana Canesso. I'm the director of the Trial and Adolescent Department at the Mental Health Center of Greater Manchester, and I'm your host for this episode. Joining us is Sean Lover Jr., and today we will discuss summer camps and the role behavior specialists play in supporting their campers.
Yeah, my name is Sean Lover Jr. I'm part of our FCST team, our Family Community Support Team. This is my first full year as a full-time employee here. I worked at the summer camps 2 years ago as in that summer camp position through the Boys and Girls Club.
So I've been here at the center for over 18 years. I started on our family intensive treatment team right out of grad school, working with the highest acuity patients that we have in the child and adolescent department, to shifting into the director role here at the center, and started working immensely with the community and developed that summer camp program that we currently are running.
Part of my role is I've been placed at a middle school, time being, as a mental health support staff. And then I also am at the Boys and Girls Club after school, 3 days a week, as another mental health support staff. So being at the summer camp and then having those ties and then being back at the Boys and Girls Club now has been a very cool experience.
And don't let him fool you. Sean has been given positive regards across the board. Boys and Girls Club sings his praises as all the camps and campers that he works with. We recently went to a Boys and Girls Club benefit, and he had his own little cheering squad as he was walking through. It was very sweet to see. And so the positive impact he's had on our community is very strong. That's kind of crossed the board from when he was in summer camps to now when he's currently working in our family community support team. So the background of the summer camp program came out of a need after COVID. The camps were finding out that the campers needed much more support than they could provide, as well as the camp staff themselves. As we all remember, that was a really rough time for so many of us. The state of New Hampshire provided some funding for the mental health centers to do camp support. So all 10 mental health centers were able to access this funding to create a summer camp program. And we jumped in and created this amazing support for the Greater Manchester community in the summer camps. Over the years, we've continued to grow. Unfortunately, like some grants, the funding does run out, but the agency took this on as a vital need and support for our community. And so we are continuing this program. We currently, this summer, will be going into having 11 locations that we're going to be providing support to. And that is a variety of different ways. So it can be meaning support in the milieu of the general of the camp. We're going to be providing one-to-one support to help keep campers in the camp there for the day, kind of functioning through whatever they may need. And so a lot of the camp counselors are going to join that kickball game and are going to join when they go to the pool and having fun, because that's the whole part about being part of summer camp. We've been able to support kids that bridge from camp and needing services to connecting with us for those that need extensive services or further services year round.
I can give a plug for our intake services. I know being at the camp, being at the Boys and Girls Club now, being at the school, like being out in the community, we've opened up our intake hours more broadly. And so it's a lot more accessible than it ever was for the community. And I think being out in the community, it shows to people who may not think about mental health services, that just in general, like it really shows that plug that like mental health like is okay and like it should be accessible to everybody. And so like being there for everybody, but also like being able to provide those resources to whether it's for us or for other services out in the community, I think it's been really cool to be able to share that with everybody. And so getting people to come to our intake, getting people to go find other resources out in the community, I think it's been very powerful. And people that may not even be on our like high watch list still come up and are asking about services, are looking for help. And I think it's just great that people are more open to mental health services just in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, like, so we mentioned that Sean was involved with Boys and Girls Club camp, so Camp Foster, but we're involved in so many camps and they all look a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So Fun in the Sun is the free Manchester Rec Department camp that kids go to. And there's, in the past, it's been 3 locations. Last year was 2 locations. Boys and Girls Club has Camp Foster. And then this year they've expanded. So now they have additional campsites are looking for more support. We're involved with Girls Inc. as well. MPAL, so the Manchester Police Athletic League, were there for their camp, which looks very different than Camp Foster. So they're a shorter program, more curriculum-based. It's more of an in-and-out half-day program. Granted, why? We have 3 locations, and this year we're onboarding Power Scholars. So continuing to grow and support all these additional camps has been fantastic, and also knowing all the nuances. So some of the camps might be more indoors versus outdoors. And so as we bring on camp staff, they're making sure that they know of all the differences in the camps and the camp culture, the camp diversity, and supporting the needs of each camp. So for example, Girls Inc. really wants, you know, more curriculum-based group work, and so we're going to help support that. Or Fun the Sun is going to be more free-flowing and in the milieu and kind of figure out things as we need.
Yeah, for sure. I know my experience at the Boys and Girls Club camp, like, it's very different than some of the other camps, like, as you kind of have shared. And every day was different, and I think that was a great experience of, like, it was very open where you get to meet a lot of kids, like, out and about and joining the activities, but also help, like, running group work or supporting group work. I know the Boys and Girls Club, they have a Zen Den where you're able to, like, work with kids, like, individually and work on coping skills and cognitive skills and, like, relaxation strategies. And, like, those are things where it's not just for specific people, it's for everybody. And so, like, all the kids get to kind of learn those skills and share with their friends. And, like, whether it's deep breathing, whether it's doing artwork, whether it's playing sports or, like, social skills, like, being at all the camps, no matter to what extent, like, all those kids get to learn those skills and bring them back into their communities and into their families. And I think it's cool that, like, all these kids are getting to learn these skills because we're spread out across all the camps and the schools and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I know I've heard many stories from you and other camp counselors, so I wonder, do you have a really great story to share of an experience that you had with one of the campers?
I think about, like, a couple kids where you kind of notice, you get to know the kids as you're there a lot, and, like, as with everybody, like, you can tell when they're starting to have off days. Maybe they're a little more angry that day, or they're a little more sad. There was one specific kid I remember working with where was a super nice kid and would get frustrated. That frustration would not turn violent, but, like, would be yelling or not wanting to associate with other kiddos. And, like, it was tough to see that. We were able to work on different coping skills, like breathing techniques or different social strategies, where they were able to practice that throughout the summer because they were there for most of the summer, and they get to learn those skills where when they get frustrated, they were able to learn better coping skills, like walking away, taking a breath, instead of automatically re-engaging while they're still elevated. And it helped their social situation, helped them just kind of stay calm and get in less trouble. I know many of the camps do, like, suspensions, or, like, you're not allowed to come back for the next couple of days because of X behavior that you just did. Watching this kid go from getting suspended once in a while to almost never, I think, was really cool. And so I think, like, getting to share those kind of strategies with a lot of kids has been, like, really cool. And then I also think of the kids that, like, stuff happens, life happens, whether it's a passing of a family member or a pet or just a really bad day or whatever. And, like, being able to recognize that, I think, is really cool. Being able to kind of walk through with them, because sometimes they just got to get it off their chest and talk to somebody. And, like, being there specifically for that is really great because they know to come look for you. As a safe space to talk about things and get vulnerable. And I think that's also great to, like, help them process through a lot of those things and changes that happens in life, especially at that age, and help them be able to cope with it.
Some camps provide a plethora of training for their staff, and other camps don't have that resource. And then really making sure that they hear, like, the lasting mantra is being aware that you never know what somebody's walking into that 8 a.m. camp with, like, what happened the night before. Was there trauma? Was there food insecurity? Was there some sort of life shift that impacted that now it's reflecting in their behavior? So allowing the camp staff to kind of take that step back and give that perspective has been really crucial for so many campers and camp staff, and kind of seeing different perspectives. So having mental health support staff there really can offer and provide that perception, which has been vital.
Like, a core memory for me was when I first started at the summer camp 2 years ago, and we went to the Boys and Girls Club, and that was my first ever time at the Boys and Girls Club, where they gave us a little tour and we got to meet a lot of the staff for the summer. And Dana here gave training to all the staff there, and I thought that was really cool and powerful. It shared a plethora of different needs that may be met at the camp or things that they may see, and it kind of opens up their eyes, because the Boys and Girls Club, they do a great job, but some of the staff are younger too. And so, like, them getting to learn about different mental health things, learning about the kids can come in with their own problems, and, like, being able to recognize that and, like, noticing, like, oh, this kid's behavior is off from what they normally are. Not saying that they have to be the ones to deal with it, but they're able to kind of, like, share, like, hey, I notice you're off, or share that to either myself or whoever, like, mental health center person is there. And, like, we can check in with them. And I think it's really powerful because those kids have great connections with all the staff there. And so, like, things come up and they feel more comfortable to share those things. And so I think, like, that training that you provided, like, it helps all those staff in so many different ways. And even now, like still being at the Boys and Girls Club, like I still get questions all the time or people asking about different behaviors or like, is this normal? Like, is this like, do you think there could be something wrong if they're presenting this behavior? And I think being able to be a resource for that has been super powerful, not just to the staff, but to the kids themselves and being able to recognize their own behaviors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember a couple of different stories as you were talking to of campers throughout the years. And one particular one really stands out. I had a kiddo and they were really struggling to maintain in camp. They're having a lot of behaviors. And the parent reached out to the mental health support person that was there. And then they in turn reached out to me because I offer the support to all the camp counselors. So there's a constant layer of support. And they can also reach our manager of the day here if there's a crisis of how to best handle because the behaviors the camp was seeing were behaviors that the mom wasn't seeing, but the parents had recently separated. And so then there was kind of this tracking of when they were at one parent's home versus the other. That transition was really hard. And then coming to a camp where you walk in and it's a lot, right? It's a lot of yelling and screaming and fun and heat and, you know, people running around and it might be buggy or whatever. And so that was a lot for this child that was already transitioning so much on the off term. And so being able to try to connect that and offer, okay, so you can come over here and have more of a gradual transition to camp because the camp was ready to kick them out because their behaviors are so extreme. So by that small stepping back and looking at the perspectives, giving them a safer space to slowly transition in a safe way, allow them to finish out camp on a positive note. So that is one that I hold on to true because I hear so many of those stories to help that why this service is so important to our community, as well as growing our workforce too, because I'm lucky, so lucky that we have been able to hire amazing summer camp staff and have been able to then recruit them for us to work in our department. And so to have that direct source of a really amazing workforce is been wonderful. So I think over the years, we've easily probably hired like 3 or 4, maybe master's level clinicians and a couple of bachelor's level clinicians, some that are going for their master's. And so it continues that positive cycle to give back continuously to our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I think about that story and like just kind of like the wraparound services of like they have stuff going on at home and like stuff that was going on at school and they had supported school, but now they're at camp and like their guidance counselor isn't at summer camp. And so like the person that knows the background of what's going on, they kind of lose that support for 3 months or whatever for the summertime. And so I think like being able to have the support there of someone who understands home dynamics and can be able to talk about it and gives them that safe place where it can kind of be almost like a school guidance counselor and kind of talk through these things, but also too making the kids just feel normalized, I think is really powerful. Family stuff happens and like it happens to a lot of people. I think like helping them understand that like they're also not alone in their challenges and in their struggles, I think is a super powerful thing. Because I was like, your story like just made me think of like a whole bunch of kids. And so where like the behaviors are presenting themselves because of things that are going on at home or that they're just bringing with them baggage that they carry, and where they used to get support constantly throughout school, they don't have that because school's not in session. It's very powerful to have the people at the camps to be able to like bridge that gap for the summertime.
So I know I touched upon the different culture environments and truly environments of the different camps, because some are indoors, some are outdoors, some have access to a plethora of resources and like very traditional, like this beautiful like camp, you know, you think of, and others are different. So they might be utilizing a park, indoor facility, some things like that. And so that can shift the environment, which also shifts the culture of a camp. So if you have an indoor camp that's mainly indoors, whether it's academic based or just that's the facility they have, that can impact the energy. And so having our providers be able to help support knowing that maybe there's not that energy outlet. So I know I work really hard to try to hear where the providers are coming from with their own experiences, also allowing them to grow and challenge the summer as well, but try to line things up. So I know you've had the privilege of working in more of the outdoor setting, but the indoor setting, I've heard lots of stories. So from, I think maybe last year, 2 years ago, counselor was working in one of more of that's indoor based setting. And she was really kind of voicing the struggles that kids were feeling like they wanted to be outdoors, but this camp didn't have that access on a regular basis. And so how to find that balance of activities too, to keep them engaged over a longer period of time. And she was able to advocate too with the camp director of like, can we find some alternatives? Can we find some moments that we can go out and, you know, do an activity outside briefly and then come back in? And so they were able to find some spaces to do that. But camp experience can really be varied depending on what camp you go to.
Personally, like, I was super blessed. The Boys and Girls Club camp, it's a variety. Like, it's mostly outdoor based, but they have like their games cabin where you can sit down and play games or do artwork. They have also like another art cabin. They have a pool. They have games that are constantly going, sports activities. They have a basketball court, a playground. So like, it was super varied on like the different activities. So the kids were able to do what they wanted to do, and like, and they could express and get those outlets however they felt that they needed at that time. And so like, every day was different for me, where there was times where I was helping do activities that were super active. And then there was other times where you're sitting there doing artwork or playing games and like board games and whatnot. And so like, being able to like work through those and talk to the kids like in different settings, I think was really helpful for myself, just developing my own way, my own clinical skills, but also like being able to get like provide these outlets for other kids where like maybe we could try doing something different. I remember, I think of one kid where it was mostly a sports kid, but was going through a rough time, and like some of those outbursts would come in anger. And one of those things that we found that actually was a great coping skill was knitting. They had an activity where they would constantly be knitting, and he ended up being great at it. It was a great coping skill. And if you get frustrated, like, he would leave what he was doing and you would go to the art station. And I think it was super powerful for that. But with that, I also got to meet a lot of the people that were at other camps and some of those indoor based ones. So I hear those struggles. Even same thing being with the school. Like, for me, this school year, I'm at the school and it's like, I'm not going outside. They're doing construction and whatnot. So you're in the school and you're kind of limited to like what you can do. And so I think like having people at those camps where they can advocate like and be creative using their own backgrounds and their own mental health skills and strategies of different group activities, but also being able to advocate where kids need to be able to get some exercise and get some of that energy out and some of that anxiety out and whatnot, like physically, I think is very powerful. Because sometimes like the camps only have so much space, and so it's like hard to do that. But being able to kind of put our own like mental health twist into it and find activities that best suit the space that they have, I think is very great and powerful, because it advocates for the kids and help support their camps in ways that maybe they hadn't thought of before.
And I think too, over the years, I've seen a culture shift by our presence too, of like, again, we're not the disciplinarians. And so that was very clear in the very, very beginning. And that just took time to redevelop, because it's easy to say, if you don't stop yelling or having this behavior, you have to go see Sean. But that's not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to decrease that stigma, eliminate the stigma. We want to provide that culture of support. So it's kind of helping the camp counselors reframe, and like, it sounds like you're having a really hard time. Do you want to go connect with Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of using it as a disciplinarian. I think that shift has really happened. And there's, you know, ups and downs, and sometimes we need to provide that reframe. But I think that culture shift has been really important in our presence, and that we are part of the camp too. So all of our staff usually have shirts that match the camp staff. Sometimes it might be different colors, but we're still part of the staff.
Yep.
But we're not the staff. So we're not the disciplinarians. And so they have a safe space to come and just be them and truly them. And that's kind of finding that support for them, and that we're there to help support them to stay and not get, you know, kicked out. And I know the camps are not all about kicking them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think having another layer, when camp counselors can get burnt out too, right? I mean, it's hot and it's long summer and you're corralling 10, 15 kids of all various abilities and functioning, and it's exhausting for them too. And so they get a little crispy. And so we add another layer of support for them as well.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great point, because like, most people don't think of that. They think, oh, like, we're just staff there, so the kid does X behavior, I'm going to punish them and that's that. But like, that's not my role. And I really appreciate and my variety of roles here at the center, where like, it's not my job to discipline any of the kids, because it gives them an outlet where they can talk about things and they can share things, and I'm not going to judge them and be like, well, you talk about this, I'm going to report you or whatever. Like, and also to being able to share that information with the staff of like, as long as they're being safe, like, call me over on the walkie talkie, because I could be on the complete other side of the campground and they would call me and be like, Sean, like, can you come help out? And I'll come over and we could just talk about whatever's going on. And the kid can have a moment where they're throwing stuff or whatever, but as long as they're being safe towards themselves and towards others, like, we can give them a minute to give them that space and to talk about what's going on and why they're upset and work through it, versus being like, oh, you just threw your backpack, you're going to be in trouble and you have to go sit in wherever, like, wait for mom to come pick you up or whatnot. The separation of like, we are staff, but we don't do the discipline stuff, I think is super powerful. Yeah, I think that separation is very helpful. And I found that at the school too. Like, I know we're talking about the summer camp, but like being at the school, not being the one that gives a kid a detention or suspension or whatever, like having that separation is super important because they feel less punished for whatever they're talking about. And we can just work on the mental health stuff and work on those coping skills and whatnot and talk through the situation. But I think being at the camp too, like being able to help those staff recognize there's always a reason for their behavior. And I think like a lot of people get caught up on just the behavior for whatever reason, their need isn't getting met. Whether it's they're just upset because their friend didn't want to play with them, or they're upset because their parents are going through divorce, or maybe they're just too hot. Right. Like literally, like maybe their sandwich fell out of their, like out of their hands and got sand all over it. So now they're not going to eat their sandwich. Like, you don't really know. So, but there's always a reason for those behaviors. And it could literally just be they're sweating, so their shirt's sticking to them. Like, that could be driving them nuts. I know it would drive me nuts. I left there sweating every day at the Boys and Girls Club. So, like, I get it. And so I think helping the staff and the kids recognize that there's always a reason behind behaviors and being able to, like, take a step back and be like, let's break it down and talk about it. And we can work through it instead of letting you continue to escalate. Because if a kid's already escalated, now you're like, I'm calling mom right now. Like, realistically, they probably are going to escalate more, and it's not helpful for really anybody. And so being able to take a step back, even if they are going to get sent home, like, I'm able to take that step back with them and give them that space to work through it before it escalates into anything bigger. I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, and I know a lot of the staff that we've had to have worked out transition plans for them in the morning, again, because transitions can be hard. And so transitions in the morning. So they do set check-ins under the tree or over in the art kit, wherever it may be. And again, to help kids help that slower transition for those that may need it. And things to think about too, that I didn't really think about summer camp until I started overseeing this program, was field trips. Mm-hmm. So like riding on buses can be a lot for staff and for campers. And so we've had opportunities in the past that the camp was like, you don't have to come on the field trip if you don't want to. This is, you know, we're going off site for this time period. And I say probably 9 times out of 10, most of the staff are like, absolutely, and have been a massive benefit because bus rides can be hard. And so they were able to sit with a little crew that were really struggling for a variety of reasons and help them be able to go on the field trip. Because if they weren't able to stay safe, they weren't going to be able to go. And so they're able to go and have that experience at the, wherever it was, Sea Science Center, the museum, or I think one time they went to the beach or something. Yeah. You know, and so it allowed them to have experiences that if we weren't there, that may not have been something they could have experienced. So I really, again, I know I keep highlighting, but I feel of how important this service really truly is.
Yeah, absolutely. I also think, like, in just relation to the field trips, the change of routine. I know, like, at Camp Foster, they have a routine every day, and, like, they all go here to talk about what the schedule is for the day, and then they release everybody, and they have periods, so, like, you go to a certain place at the beginning of each period, and you have, like, the same kind of schedule and whatnot. But those field trips, your whole day is kind of flipped upside down, and given they're always a fun experience, and, like, the kids really enjoy it, but your whole schedule has changed, and, like, just that in and of itself can be very dysregulating. So being able to be there and help support while they're in this dysregulated time, even though it's something to look forward to, I think is a very powerful thing.
Well, you know, I'm always asking for feedback. I think that's kind of my routine at the end of the summer wrap-up meeting, because mm-hmm. we do all meet as the counselors together several times throughout the summer for group supervision to share and learn from each other, to provide a space just to vent if people needed to. But I think we've also shared a lot of really great group ideas and like kind of on the fly things that people can do. But are there things that we could do better or things that we should improve? I know I have lots. My list is long and I'm always trying to grow every year in this program, but I'd love to hear from you on the hot seat today.
Well, that, I will say the group supervision that we did, like where all the camp counselors come together, we talk about stories and struggles and like pros and cons and like things that are going well, things that aren't. I think that's was super powerful because it was very validating to be like, there may be struggles that I was feeling at the camp where I also realized that other people are having those same exact struggles or people that understand what my struggle would be, but can give me support on that and give me different ideas. And we had so many great people that were on all these different groups. And like, I've always been more of like a sportsy, like let's do like physical activity kind of thing. And so like learning different art groups and like, and relaxation strategies that like the people do at the camps, I think were super cool and powerful to like learn more. I feel like I mean, I know we have like our whole resources list. I know it's all in Center Connect and whatnot, but I feel like, I don't know, like a working list of like different activities or things. So like people kind of like always go back to that.
So having a more in-depth, because I know we have the summer camp like guide that has all the groups together. So having it be more accessible to add in more things as people think of things. So like have a digital way or something.
Or even if we all like have like a little binder or something where we just kind of like carry our like camp bag or whatnot. And it's like, just if like, I mean, I know we have the resource guide, but like different activities that can kind of like constantly be added in, because people always come up with all these great things. And I was like, oh, it's such a great idea. And then I get to like tomorrow and I'm like, I don't remember exactly how they would run it kind of thing.
Funny enough, I think, so maybe that wasn't the case when you worked it. It's been a couple of summers.
Yeah, that was your last summer.
Because I was like, hey, we do have that. So we do have that. Yeah. So we do. We have a whole binder. I just do it kind of a clip because it's just easier. But, and then mine, and so that was something I put together last summer. Yep. So that, for that exact reason. So here's these really quick resources you can pull, very limited resources that are needed to run this 20-minute, 30-minute, 10-minute, whatever intervention for a group or for individuals. So like mindfulness and emotional regulation and deep breathing and things like that. And then this year, really hoping to have, which has been my dream for a while, is have this like go bag scenario. So like, I would love to be able to have every camp counselor have backpack with all the resources, like fidgets and bubbles and all those resources and paper and our open access flyer and rapid response flyer and things like that, so that it's all together in a portable way for each camp counselor. So they have always had access to that. And we've done it in various ways, but every year trying to improve and make it more streamlined, more streamlined. So,
you guys, this is why Danny's the boss. Yeah, I think that's so awesome. There's an unlimited amount of resources that are out there. And I think like kind of always adding things to your toolbox is so powerful and so helpful, because the things that are in my toolbox may not meet the needs of certain kids. And I think like constantly letting that grow and getting to learn from other people was super awesome. And like, I even think about like my FCSD team, and we're in the bullpen together, and there's 8 to 10 of us at a time. Like, and we can all kind of share what we're doing, what's going well, what's not. We can all kind of give feedback. And I think that's all like super powerful, because your toolbox is constantly growing. And like, I've learned so much more just while working here than like I can't even imagine like at school. I mean, you obviously learn by reading, but you learn through experience. And so I think getting to reassess your experience and learn from others, I think, is super cool. And then being at the camp, hearing from the camp counselors, hearing from the staff there, like hearing from the kids, like things that work well for them, things that don't. I've learned so many things from the kids of like different coping strategies that they use. And I'm like, that's such a great idea. Like, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to use that in the future. And I think that's super cool.
And I just, as you were talking to it, made me think of a funny story, not because of what you were saying. There was one of the camp staff that we had last year who was working at a camp. I don't even know how this relay came about. It was something they had to earn. And it was some like relay that they had a couple of groups. And it was supposed to be like a camp staff's on one end, and these kids have a variety of different things that get to like throw at the camp staff. One was like tomato sauce and like spaghetti, and like it was this whole chocolate sauce. And my camp staff for that time, none of the counselors of that particular group were like, I'm not doing that. And she's like, what are you talking about? It's a great way to connect and it's just fun and like who cares, and it's like they earned this. And then none of them was going to stand up, and she's like, oh my goodness. So she didn't have to. She was not part of it, like in that aspect, but she did. She stepped right up and she sat in that chair and she got covered in some of the most gross things, and she was laughing through. And then I think we saw her the next day for supervision. She's like, yeah, I'm still picking like Jimmy's and our sprinkles out of my hair and spaghetti out of my hair. And I just applauded her because she just jumped right in and sat down and just connected with those kids and laughed so hard with them. And that's what it was meant to be.
That's so awesome. I think it also just shows the kids and the staff, like, it's not that serious. Like, we're all here to have fun, and like, we want you to have the best time that you can, and like, we want to connect with you, but like, life's also worth laughing through. And I think of like when I was at Beach Street Elementary School previously, they did, it wasn't like an ice bucket challenge, but it was like a reward where certain kids would earn it. And it was like a chair. They'd literally fill a bucket over your head and they would pour water on you. And I got selected like 3 different times. I left the school that day soaking wet. And it was like, just gonna laugh my way through it because it's funny. And like all the kids think it's funny. And like we got to connect. And like, even though like I'm here for a serious thing and like we're working through mental health stuff, like we can also have fun and have a good time and like
meet kids where they're at. Truly.
Exactly. Literally meet them where they're at.
Absolutely. So also thinking about the future for camps, always looking to expand. And so with expansion, that was, you know, finding more staff. Because my dream, my little goal dream would be that I have the ability to have 2 staff at every camp to provide the support. Because some camps are really large. And so to have just one of us there, you know, it may not be enough. And so maybe it's having 2 staff at those larger camps that really need it. Every year, I feel like there's at least 1 or 2 resources that are approaching me that are looking for this. I was at a meeting, somebody approached me around having summer camp support. And so like, that may look different. It may not be, again, a traditional summer camp. Maybe it's something different. I want to continue to grow this program and reach out maybe to the other surrounding greater Manchester towns, not just in Manchester, would be a fantastic goal.
Yeah, I think that's super awesome and super powerful and just expanding services. I know like when I was at the camp, I mean, I was the one person that was there for the summer. And that was awesome. And I got to connect with so many kids and meet so many kids. But there's also like 300 kids there at a time. So it's like trying to get everywhere and see everybody. And obviously every day is different and not everybody has needs at one time. But like you get spread out. And so like trying to like allocate your time and your presence just throughout was always like a struggle. So I think that's always super cool. And there's always places too that just need support, like out in the community. And not even just the camps or not even just the school. Like there's always places that need it or are looking for it. And I think it's super cool. So yeah, like
partnerships is great. So like thinking about staffing. So is there a way for us to connect more, even more closely with the schools and not just Manchester? Maybe it's other schools that have staff that are off for the summer that already have the training, which would be fantastic. And so I already do have lots of school staff that apply, but how to get the word out there even more. That's a great pipeline of highly trained professionals that are already working with this demographic to hop into summer camps.
I don't know what magic you're like pulling or whatever, but I've heard from like multiple people, like both at school and the Boys and Girls Club, where they're like seen the job opening for the summer camp position. So like it's getting out there and I hope lots of people are applying because there's so many great people that are out there like that just need something for the summer. I know the schools, like not everyone has something set up for the summer and like being able to provide that extra support when they're already so great at providing support and they work with kids all the time anyways. And so, yeah, I think that's awesome.
I want to thank you all for tuning into this episode of Mind Your Mentality. Sean, thank you for joining me in this discussion.
Thank you very much for having me.
Be sure to follow us for future content. Until then, take care of yourself.